different kinds of towels might Herman have in her home? Towels.
Towels.
Towels. What's it? You know what I mean by a towel? Something you were telling me you're drying your hands?
Oh, yeah, dry clothes or either something like that, dry hands.
Okay, go ahead. What other kinds of things does she have?
And have towels.
Is there different, are there different sizes of towels?
Oh, yes.
What are those?
A towel, now you wipe your face and hands on, is larger and a little cloth thing, you know. They just like a towel, but they're nothing like it's large.
Are there any special words you'd use for that?
You call that your wash rag, something like that.
And what about this next size one that you're telling about?
You use that for your face and hands.
And what do you call that?
You call that the towel.
Okay. Do you have different sizes of towels? Is there a smaller one? What about when you take, when you wash your whole body? Is there a different type of towel you use for that?
Yes, I do that.
What do you call that kind of towel?
Call that your wash rag.
What about when you want to, you're all wet and you want to dry yourself off? What do you use?
You get your another. Call that your dry rag. You know, you take that, you know, and dry yourself off nice with.
What do you call it when you, the instrument, when you go to the sink and you turn it on to get a glass of water? What do you turn on?
You call that the faucet you turn on to get your water.
When you're speaking of a pipe that has broken, you might say that today that water pipe...
That water pipe is broke, busted or something like that, you know.
Okay, you're speaking of this happened today. What about yesterday? Yesterday that water pipe...
was all right yesterday.
Well, what if it wasn't? What you...
The day and night is busted or either broken or out of shape. You can't get no water then or something like that, you know.
But yesterday this event happened. Yesterday the water pipe
was all right.
Well, what if it wasn't? What if it was not right?
And the day and night it's not right. It's out of shape. It's done busted or something like that. You can't use it no more now.
Okay, speaking of the word busted, you'd say several water pipes this winter, when it got icy, what did they do?
They freeze it up.
And they also?
They also run for the bus. I have that also here often here. We couldn't get no water out down here. The water tank in there hit for the bottom busted out of it. That was real thing. And his laying up, you seen his laying up down there. You turn in there, come into mine, you see that old blue thing on that edge of that yard there, road there. That's coming down here, that's the one that spread up, that one that busted. And we had the other one going out the bottom for that.
What do you call the paper covering that you brought your beans in to Mrs. Ball? What do you call that thing that you brought made of paper?
I call that a paper bag.
Okay, what would you call a cloth sack that's used for feed or for like 100 pounds of potatoes? What do you call that cloth sack?
You call that a 100-pound bag? 100-pound bag sack or something like that, or a bushel or something like that, you know? You don't bag it up, you know? You call that a... You see people how to put things in a sack it up that way. They put 100 pounds in that sack, they stay that sack. Sometimes they have a paper sack, they put it in, you know, 100 pounds in, or 25 pounds. Just like a sack of dough feed, you know. They got it in 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 25 pounds, on and on, something like that, 100 pounds.